This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Idaho STEM Action Center helps give Idahoans the training they need to enter science, technology, engineering, or math-related fields. The coronavirus pandemic, though, has really disrupted their normal operations. However, it's also given them new ways for initiatives. Dr. Angela Hemingway is the executive director of the STEM Action Center, and she is joining Idaho Matters Live to talk about everything that they're working on. Dr. Hemingway, really nice to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me, Gemma.
So the program that caught our attention first is the hashtag Idaho Makers Unite initiative. Can you talk about what this is and then the coordination that's really gone into bringing all of these people across Idaho together to really what they're doing is creating personal protective equipment for medical workers?
Absolutely. So this really was brought forth by these phenomenal group of makers that we have in our state, really these 3D printers that had reached out to us and were looking for ways to support a variety of different frontline medical workers. So we decided to launch the initiative to connect our fabulous makers and sewists with a variety of different individuals, facilities in particular, that needed personal protective equipment. So primarily, not necessarily our frontline hospitals, but we've really focused on hospice care, assisted living centers. We've supported a number of like the Malta ambulance system has been supported through this effort, in addition to, the assisted living and hospice centers that are receiving a variety of different materials from us as well.
Can you talk about maybe a success story or two that you're seeing out of this?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a number of phenomenal stories. So, for example, the community of Salmon, their hospital really was looking for face shields. And so the local library there was able to ramp up and produce the face shields that they needed for that hospital. We've got examples in Twin Falls, in Rigby, in Kokolala, all throughout the state of some phenomenal makers that are either 3D printing masks and face shields, or actually we've got a new group that's jumped on with us that are actually sewists that have the capacity to sew and make masks that we can then deliver to these facilities. So really wonderful individuals donating their time and talent to help protect our frontline medical workers.
So then are you looking for more makers, to either 3D print or make masks?
We have a phenomenal site that we can actually accept makers or facilities. So stem.idaho.gov/IdahoMakersUnite. So there are forms if there are makers that are listening or sewists that would be available and willing to donate their time, they can apply there. We do have small grants available for the makers as well if they need everything from elastic or fabric to 3D filament if they're printing. We also have a form for facility requests as well, and we continue to get facility requests, and at this point in time, we could actually fulfill a number of additional facilities. So if there are facilities in need, please go to stem.idaho.gov/IdahoMakersUnite and fill out that facility request form on that webpage.
So I also want to talk about another initiative you're working on, and this is called STEM at Home. So was this program created specifically because of the coronavirus pandemic?
You know, we had actually had this program in our mind for a while to help fill kind of the summer slide, that gap in learning that could happen over the summer. We just ramped up the launch date, and this was actually our first initiative to launch, really because parents and educators were reaching out saying, we want some fun, engaging, hands-on activities that we can do at home, and we might want to watch a video so that we can learn how to do this with our child, or we might want an interactive website. So really, it was just our listening to our parents and educators who needed some additional activities for their children at home. So that site can be found at resources.stem.idaho.gov. And again, has some phenomenal resources. You can actually drill into that website, find out the grade level of your child, and then what subject you would like to focus on for the day. Plenty of resources out there for all pre-K through grade 12 students.
I am sure you've heard from parents. We're desperate. Come on.
Well, right, Gemma, they're working from home and they need some, some activities that can keep their child engaged. And sometimes they have time to do the activity with their child. Other times they do need to work and there are activities there where a child could sit beside them using a computer, for example, doing an hour of code and learning how to do some coding while the parent is working.
Okay, so that's the last project. I want to talk about that. Now, this is called Idaho Codes, and this is a crash course for kids about coding.
Absolutely. We are so excited. This initiative just actually launched last Wednesday, so it is brand new. And the goal of Idaho Codes is to really give students in grades 7 through 12 an opportunity to kind of dabble in a variety of different coding opportunities. So, for example, students will learn everything in this 120-hour online course. Everything from the foundational skills of coding in HTML, JavaScript, CSS. They'll also learn how to build a website. So really, we are giving students who are interested an opportunity to dive a little deeper into computer literacy. I don't know if you've heard, you know, there used to be reading, writing, arithmetic. Those were our three R's. Mm-hmm. Well, the fourth R is now algorithms, being as essential to, and we're seeing that in this new learning environment that using technology, understanding computer systems is as critical in some cases as reading, writing, and arithmetic. So we are so excited. And it's free for the first 2,200 students that sign up. So we currently have 1,400 Idaho students that are in the program. And we found some phenomenal donors and partners to allow this to be free to the first 2,200 students.
That's amazing. Well, and I have to tell you, I mean, it's with this kind of new R with algorithms. You know, I have a sixth grader and there is no fear about coding, about learning. I mean, we have to remember that this is the environment that they were born into. So they're excited to know more about how to do this. Whereas, you know, you sit me down doing that. It would not be a pretty thing.
Well, and I think, you know, as these students are thinking about their future careers and where they're going to transition into, we have a lot of jobs throughout Idaho that require some level of computing skill. So we recognize not all students are going to move forward and become coders, but even everything from the medical field to now even teachers do have to understand how to engage with these different software systems. I think we've all jumped on these different systems, everything from Zoom to the system I'm talking to you on right now, right, called Opal, and a variety of other systems. So really there are many, many reasons to learn the basics of coding, whether you decide to go into a computer science career or not.
I want to thank you for joining us today. We've been talking with Dr. Angela Hemingway, the director of the STEM Action Center. Get online onto their website to find out how you can join up for these new courses that are free for kids. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is Idaho Matters.